Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Congratulations. And you're going to get smarter, too, because Lois Geller is in the building, so to speak, ladies and gentlemen. Lois is our good friend. She is the president of Mason Geller Direct Marketing. She's the author of Customers for Keeps and Response and... I don't know, a couple of dozen other books. She's like the book factory. I mean, I've never seen anybody who writes as many books as she does. They're all excellent. They're all outstanding. I don't know. I don't think she sleeps, ladies and gentlemen. I've decided that Lois is an android. She doesn't sleep and never stops working. She's the hardest working person that I've ever met in my life and one of the smartest, and she's our good friend. Lois, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You're welcome on my show anytime. And you got a brand new book out. You did this one for realtors, didn't you?
I did. I have this new book out. It's called Soul Direct Marketing for the Real Estate Pro. And basically, it happened because I moved to Florida, and I got a whole lot of direct mail in my mailbox. And I was pulling it out every night, could barely get it all out. And none of it was really good. None of it was really targeted to me, the customer. So I thought I'd write a column about it. And so I started writing a column, my monthly column, and it got bigger and bigger. And then it came out as a book. And the funny thing is, it came out at the perfect time because in Florida here and in many parts of the country, the whole market, the real estate market, went from sizzle to fizzle. And in fizzling out the flat market.
So could I get a good deal on a condo down there now?
Oh, you surely could. You could make your own prices down here right
wow.
now.
Wow.
Yeah. And when the market was really easy, the real estate agents, you know, were kind of complacent, and they weren't doing the kind of marketing, and they weren't doing smart marketing. So now, tough times call for creative thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing a lot more interesting things. I've been going around talking to a lot of them. I've been doing some speeches in the real estate companies in New York and down here in Florida, and helping them to find new buyers. And I think a lot of the things that they face are faced by every small business owner. As you know, I'm a small business owner, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're finding that really wonderful communications targeted especially to the person you're writing to is really number one. And those kinds of things are starting to work. And they're talking and they're giving offers. You know, we always say that offers are for what price you're going to pay in the apartment. But in this venue, offer is what am I going to give you if you respond to this mailing? And then once I have you in the database, I can talk to you on an ongoing basis,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually convert you to a sale.
But what you got to do, and this is something that this is a 21st century thing that a lot of 20th century companies haven't figured out yet. You have to be intentional about this, and when you meet someone, you have to say okay, this person may not be an opportunity for me today, but they will be one day if I stay connected to them. And so what you got to do is you got to ask them, would you mind if I stay connected with you, and how would you like for me to do that, right? I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day about how they reached out to their customers, and I said, well, tell me about your email list. And they said, what? Well, we don't have an email list. I said, so you're not asking your customers for their email and for permission to contact them by email. They said, no. And I said, well, you're missing a very powerful thing, you know. And you know, they don't even have their mailing addresses. They know who their customers are when they come in, but they don't know anything else about them. That's a mistake, isn't it?
That's really a mistake, because a lot of people treat marketing and advertising as an event, and it's really a process. it's the process when you begin to take all those business cards you get when you're meeting people, and you put them in a database and you keep in touch, or you get all their their email addresses and you send them a newsletter. There are all kinds of touch points when they come to your website and they will register. How you treat them then, we call it CRM, customer relationship marketing or
right.
management. And at all those places, you have an opportunity to begin to talk to people, build a relationship with them, and they might not be your ultimate buyers, but they might be a referrer. They might know 14 people who can help you in other ways to expand your company. And all of them are a valuable resource.
Well said, Lois. Lois Keller, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Everybody had the blues.
To my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down.
Stevie Nicks, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, mirror in the sky.
What great song, great singer, great.
Can the child
17-2. Welcome. Visiting with another great lady, our good friend Lois Geller, president of Mason Geller, and that's an outstanding direct marketing organization. Lois, give us your website and tell us about what you guys do.
It's www.masongeller.com. So it's masongeller.com, and we're a direct marketing advertising agency, and we handle mostly large accounts like Fairmont Hotels, and we do a lot of work for American Express and companies that want to increase their response rates to their direct marketing program.
What if a small business wanted you to help them?
If a small business wanted to help us to help, we often get calls from small businesses. We're working with a dry cleaner that has 4 or 5 stores in New York, mostly through a friend, that told me that this fellow needed some help. We mostly don't work with too many small businesses because it doesn't really pay off for the kind of strategy that we have to do. It takes a long time for us
you need a larger budget commitment to make your model work. But what do small business owners do if they want to have a direct marketing campaign? How do they do that?
Well, if they want to have a direct marketing campaign, one of the things that they can do is start reading some great books. There's some great books on direct marketing, and even though it sounds like a cumbersome kind of a workload for them after a day reading a book, I find that a lot of people that have read some of my books email me. I always have my email address in there, and they tell me they've had great results because direct marketing is a science, and once they learn how to do it, they can adapt it to whatever their budget is.
I consider Response, your book called Response, to be the Bible on direct marketing.
Wow.
They should be able to take that book and really launch their own direct marketing campaign, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. In fact, my new book sold. Many realtors have bought it and have taken a lot of the creatives that we've done an original creative executions in there, and they've just changed the names, and they have used the same copy we have, and it's worked wonders for them. So they've used it sort of a template for their own marketing campaigns. I would prefer that they learn the idea and then become themselves while doing it, because I think that's when it really works at its very best.
It's not just about mechanics, though, direct marketing, is it? I mean, you have to find a way to make a connection to the recipient, and part of that could be not missing an opportunity to make a connection with them while you have them in front of you, either on the phone or in person, to make a connection and try to. Shouldn't small business owners, when they see a customer, they see a prospect, shouldn't they take an opportunity to say, you know, one of the things we like to do is remind the people that we've gotten to know about some of the things that we've learned or some of the new deals that we have. Would you mind if we stayed in touch with you about that? What do you think about that?
That's such a great idea. I went to a party given by a bunch of lawyers recently, and I went there expressly to find a new lawyer down here in Florida. And I went to this lovely party, and I met a bunch of people, and I told them I was looking for a lawyer. And nobody really followed up with me, though. I left my business cards there.
I'll be done.
And I was looking for an estate lawyer, and I was also looking for a business lawyer that could help me, and nobody followed up. And the funny thing is that when I got home, I was on the web looking up something, and a little story came up on the web, and it said, how come short, ugly men end up with tall, magnificent wives? And then the punchline was, they ask.
That's exactly right.
And, like, nobody asked at this whole fabulous party that I went to. Nobody ever asked me, you know, what do you want? And I'll follow up with you, just like you said so beautifully just now.
And the thing is, but even if whether you've got a list that you bought or whether it's somebody that you already know, you've got to be able to craft the message and the piece that you're sending them, and whether it be direct marketing by the post office or whether it be email or whatever you're doing, it's got to be crafted in a way that connects with them, doesn't it?
It really does, and it starts with having a knowledge, something, not, we talk about a knowledge level, but it's really knowing something about the person. And if you start a letter by saying, dear Mark, I met you a couple of weeks ago at a Kiwanis Club outing or something, and I meant to ask you, or I thought, you know, your business would be very interesting for us to maybe work together, to come up with something that we can do, or whatever it is. But it starts with that one-on-one connection. I went to a party at your law firm the other night, you know, and I think that you really could benefit from my marketing services. You know, any kind of thing that starts from a knowledge level, but instead people start saying, hello, I belong to Smith Magruder law firm, and these are our services, boom, 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 and bore the prospect to death on the other end of the letter. But if you start out with an understanding, we recently did a mailing from our agency because we're looking for a developer as a client because we're down here in Florida and we know that they need some help. Is that your music coming?
Yeah, hold on to that thought. I'm gonna let Lois finish that. And when we come back, I'm going to remind you of the magic question that I think should be in every single direct mail piece, every email, every communication that you have with a customer, prospect, or even a suspect. Magic question. I'll be giving that to you right after these messages. Lois Geller and I will be right back. Business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Lois Geller. She's with Mason Geller, and put Mason Geller with .com, and you got her website, and her books include Customers for Keeps, which is one of my favorite books on the planet, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and then Response, which I consider to be the Bible on direct marketing. I mean, I mean that, folks. I've seen a lot of books on direct marketing. This is the Bible, and I recommend it to you. And I don't know, how many books have you written total, Lois? Couple of dozen?
Well, somewhere around there.
Something under a billion copies sold combined across the planet. And the new one is called Sold, and you've written that one for realtors, but it actually probably could be used by anyone, couldn't it?
Well, I think it really could. I'm doing a public seminar coming up, which I don't usually do, down here in Fort Lauderdale on June 19th. And the Florida Direct Marketing Association is sponsoring it. And they sent the first email messaging out, and they sent some invitations out, and we got 50% of the people that responded are real estate agents, and 50% are small business owners. So I guess the you know, the direct marketing principles apply to any kind of a business.
Absolutely. You were going to finish your thought as a break.
My
remember
thought.
Where it was?
I want to
give you my magic question. This is
okay. I want the magic.
Talking about crafting a message and making sure that you connect. I was saying, you know, you need to make sure you're able to connect with them, and if you get them in front of you, if you got them on the phone, don't miss an opportunity to connect with them. And one of the things that I ask everybody, Lois, and no one ever asks me, and I don't see it in marketing material, and I think it ought to be. I think this is the magic question, Lois. What can I do to help you?
I
shouldn't presume that I know. In fact, it's annoying. It's presumptuous of me to presume that I know what you need and that I have your answers. Why don't people just say, you know what? This is who I am. This is what I do. What can I do to help you?
Exactly. And that's a lovely way of ingratiating yourself with them, too.
But isn't that the magic question that cuts across all issues?
Exactly. Exactly. I know
that in direct mail pieces, you need to be more specific. You need to do a little more homework. You need to ask them some specific things. But wouldn't that be a good thing to put at the very end? Finally, if, you know, in case I haven't... in case I haven't completely done a good enough job with my message, however you want to say it, just say, finally, just remember, you know, that I want to help you if I can, or something like that.
Exactly. And another way we craft that in direct marketing is we say, and we have an offer for you. You know, we would like to offer you something. And offering is another way of getting people to respond to you, whether you're going to give a seminar or whether you're going to give them a free package of information, a relocation package if they're moving, or a home value analysis kit. Or
a free offer is the magic component of direct marketing too, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. As long as it's believable, as long as the free is not, you know,
manipulative.
As long as it doesn't sound too big. And
right.
I think also that when you do an offer, you have to be careful of the free word, because I think it's been overused. So sometimes it's good to ask them to pay for something. I remember that there was a great story about a local chamber of commerce that sent 10 underprivileged kids to an overnight camp for 2 weeks. And five of them paid $5, and five paid nothing. And when they got back, they received five thank you notes from the ones who had paid.
Happy day.
And we find that in direct marketing, too. When you ask somebody for a small amount, whatever it is, to charge, it seems to increase the value of what it is that you're offering.
They feel like they've made a little investment there, haven't they?
Exactly. And they thank you for that, because it's much more than they ever thought they would get for that small amount.
And, you know, our websites are all free. People can come there. They can get what we have for free. But the way I say it, because I think it has more of an impact, is I tell the audience, our websites have no barrier to entry.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get there, we'll let you in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not manipulating words there. It's just to me, that's the way it is. You some websites, you go there and you got to give them your email address and password. Ours, you don't have to. You have no barrier to entry. Lois, give us your website one more time, please.
It's www.masongeller.com.
And there's no barrier to entry at your website, is
no,
there?
No, never.
Ladies and gentlemen, whatever Lois does is top shelf. I encourage you to find Lois Geller at masongeller.com and see what she has. Thanks, Lois, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.